Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Jason, I just heard a really hilarious joke.
Ooh, I love jokes. Tell me.
Okay. What do squirrels give for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. What?
Forget me nuts.
Wow, that's pretty lame. But it does bring up a good point. Have you started your Valentine's Day shopping?
Ugh, not yet. Jeez, it's turned into a pretty big affair. Did you know that total spending is expected to reach $17.6 billion this year? That's the most in 10 years, according to the National Retail Federation, and puts Valentine's Day only second to Christmas in holiday spending.
The NRF reports that the average spending is about $126 per person. Men will outspend women on the holiday by almost double, spending an average of about $169 versus about $86 for women.
Now, we don't often look at the differences in spending between men and women here on the Ins and Outs of Money, but Valentine's Day seems to be a time when there really are some distinctions.
Credit Donkey, a credit card comparison and financial education website, recently conducted a survey revealing the differences in buying habits and expectations by the sexes this Valentine's Day. Although their average spending was a bit less than the National Retail Federation found, about $84 for males and $48 for females, men were still spending close to double.
Another major difference they found in the survey was what males and females wanted to receive for Valentine's gifts. The top answers for women were dinner, flowers, chocolates, and jewelry.
Whereas guys were hoping for dinner and electronics.
Now that we have the stats, how can we make this Valentine's Day a little easier on the wallet?
First off, you could join the 40% or so of people that don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Or, if you do decide to celebrate with your sweetie or friends, make sure you plan ahead for it. Budgeting is key.
Be selective in who you give gifts to. Now, we're not going to advise you on how many Valentines you should have, but do keep in mind that you don't need to send gifts to everyone you know.
That also includes the almost 20% of consumers who plan to give their pets a gift. I promise Fido will not be upset if he doesn't get kibble-flavored hearts.
For those you do decide to get a gift for, this year, make it a bit different and more meaningful. Instead of buying your special someone a dozen red roses, buy her one and leave it somewhere unexpected, on her pillow to wake up to, or have a coworker leave it on her desk at work.
180 million cards are exchanged on Valentine's Day. This year, get creative. Make a card instead of buying one. You could even include some homemade coupons. I mean, who doesn't want to cash in a voucher for laundry or doing the dishes?
Lots of couples and groups of friends celebrate by going out to dinner. Instead, make a romantic dinner at your house or throw a fun singles get-together.
If you're into doing something together instead of just giving gifts, there are tons of free or low-cost options. Take a hike, start a fun hobby together, or pack up some hot chocolate and go stargaze.
You can have an old romantic movie marathon or embrace the kid within and go play at a children's museum.
Regardless of what you do, remember why you're doing it.
To honor Saint Valentine, who was imprisoned thousands of years ago for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry.
Sure, that too. But I was actually thinking of spending time with the people in your life you love the most. And that can include as much of the Cupid and conversation hearts and roses that you want.
Just remember that it's not about how much you spend, and what you do spend should fit nicely in your budget. I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I'm Ashley Hall with United Way of Monroe County.
Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.